If we properly adhere to the format, which we may or may not do on this show, then it's time for a 40-liner. So let us just tell you that, well, what?
Things stuff? Are going on, man. Stuff.
And oh, yeah. Things are going on.
People running around doing
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they are. They all are. Believe me. Oh, here it is. Sturm und Drang tonight from 6 until 7 will be at the Dallas Fury game out at UTD. That is at Floyd or on Floyd Road in Richardson, North Floyd Road. And they will be there tonight from 6 until 7. The game starts at 7:30, and before the game, watch Bob and Dan and a P1 take on Cheryl Ford, Cheryl Swoops, and another Fury player in a battle of the sexes.
Who are you taking in that?
Give me the girls.
Yeah, give me the girls.
So check them out at the Dallas Fury tonight. Anybody been to a Dallas Fury game?
Never been to one, but you know, Dion's the assistant coach. Nancy Lieberman's the head coach.
Right.
So I support them because of Nancy Lieberman.
Right.
And Cheryl Swoops. She won a national championship for Tech.
Sure did.
But she's a legend. Hey, we need to give a shout out to somebody. Somebody gave us some caps.
Yeah, Woodrow Wilson caps.
Woodrow Wilson caps. But I got to tell you, are these just like Tim Brown caps or what?
I think they're Tim Brown caps.
Okay. Because if it's like...
Because they're celebrating him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because I was a little miffed because that's the only high school in the nation that has produced two Heisman Trophy winners. And I don't see the great Davey O'Brien's name anywhere on there.
No.
But if it's Tim Brown exclusive, I
did you guys see in the paper the other day, like the list of Woodrow special graduates?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Did you see the pictures of that place that were with it? Have you still never driven by there and seen that that school?
No.
That majestic edifice?
Even I've been by there.
I haven't been by there. Still don't know really where it is.
You know what it looks a lot like? Arlington Heights High School.
Real old?
Yeah, very old. Cool caps, though.
Yeah.
Real cool caps. So whoever gave them to us, thank you very much. Appreciate it. But
you got to go by there and see it. It's really gorgeous.
If we can get
great
Davey O'Brien's name on a Woodrow Wilson
I'm hoping my child goes to Woodrow Wilson. That's my goal. Have a Woodrow kid.
A child?
Something you want to tell us?
A baby-making retreat that's been successful?
No.
Are you sure you don't have anything to tell us? I mean, we've got to do Roto-Rooter talk.
Your child will be a legacy of Lake Highlands.
If you've got something else, then
no.
Any announcements you want to make?
You two will be the first two to know. I'll tell you before I tell my parents.
Snake!
All right, well, now it is time for Roto.
That though. Oh, no. That's bad.
Plunger?
Having to take the plunger in there to a toilet full of
poo. Let me tell you this. This is not the reason that my pipes need to be snaked.
Well, you're obviously putting something down there that doesn't belong.
Cora.
They're old.
Are you putting a bunch of grease down your drains or anything?
No, I'm not putting anything.
Peanut shells?
No. What?
Condoms?
Grego.
That's the hammer.
Yeah, you pipe in with rubbers. And
I didn't say that.
Well, somebody did.
Justin.
What happened was is that every time we ran our washer and the water started to drain, it would come up out of our sink.
You have a washer?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Don't you wish you had his contract?
I really do, man.
A washer.
I still have to go to the washateria every
Saturday. You don't. So the water would drain up into our sink.
I use a rock down by the creek.
So who do I call?
Roto-Rooter.
They fixed this problem.
That's Captain Doodoo.
No, I didn't call Captain Doodoo.
As a matter of fact, they're probably enemies, aren't they? Captain Doodoo and Roto-Rooter?
Yeah, they are.
They're enemies.
Yeah.
They're in direct competition.
In the matter of speaking.
So Roto-Rooter shows up this morning at my home. And the guy comes to the door, I open the door, and he's looking at his hand. He has something written on his hand. And I'm like, going, what is going on? I go, hey, man, what's going on? You know, and he was like, hey, I'm supposed to tell you, and he looks at his hand, lobster claw or baby arms. I don't know what that that means, but I'm supposed to tell you that. I go, well, someone at your office listens to the radio station that I work at. Oh, okay. You work at a radio station. Which one? You know, and then we go on and on.
And you're just hating the conversation, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Because the guy's going to do me a solid and fix my...
So speak.
Fix my plumbing problems.
You know, working for Roto-Rooter, that's really a crappy job.
You're just lucky. So stupid.
You're lucky we're in a good mood today.
You're just lucky they're not motivated enough to do it here lately.
Right. It'll come back, though, just like everything else. So we start talking, and the guy, I think, is from Florida. And he goes, well, I know... because I know a talk show host down in Florida. Maybe you know him. I'm like, well, who? And he goes, you ever heard of Rick and the Scrubbers?
What's their promo sound like, Danny?
Well, what it sounds like when they're coming back from breaks, Mike.
Hey. Hey, old Rick and the Scrubber.
Which one are you?
I'm the Scrubber.
And I'm Rick. Give us a call.
Because didn't they take calls on that show?
Yeah, they did. And he was telling me the story of how one time Rick...
Rick.
He goes, Rick's kind of crazy, you know? I mean, he goes way out there. He was telling me the story about how they were talking about doing shrooms one day. And I was like, yeah?
Me and the Scrubber are doing some shrooms.
You know, the voice of the Mavericks once had something to say about mushrooms.
I remember that. And he goes, so, and they were talking about how shrooms grew out of cow poop. Psychedelic mushrooms. And how, you know, if you eat that, you trip or whatever. And he goes, and so the Scrubber
got shrooms if you want them.
There's the voice of the Mavericks.
He goes, hey, so do you think you would trip if you held your mouth up to the cow's butt and the cow farted?
That was me.
He's like, and man, the Scrubber, they caught all kinds of stuff for that. That was just a bad moment for Rick and the Scrubber.
Scrubber.
So then he fixed my plumbing, and he was on his way. Not before, though, that he got on his walkie-talkie with the guy who made him write Lobster Claw and Baby Arm down. And and the guy... I don't think the guy knew that I was in the room. Matter of fact...
Well, you didn't want to tell the story, did he, Rhines?
No.
Matter of fact, I know the guy was playing a trick on this boss. So he goes, now, what'd you want me to do when I got to this guy's house? And the guy goes, oh, just have him sign, like, a T-shirt or a CD for me or something like that.
So you signed a piece of white bread for him, right?
Actually, the guy had a good idea. He was like, I'm just going to give him this receipt that you had to sign and just give that to him and say, there's your autograph.
Good point.
No, so I found a CD.
Rick and Scrubber fan was a smart one.
I found a CD and ended up giving it to the guy. And he snaked my drain out.
Isn't the guy going to get radio, though?
Yeah, didn't he consider his own career options while he was there?
Yeah, he mentioned that he wouldn't mind getting into radio.
Going from one crappy job to another.
I told him, don't do it, man. You got a much better gig than we do. No question about it. So, but it was great.
So he's going to put the autographed snake CD right next to the autographed CD of the best of Rick and Scrubber on his mantelpiece?
I don't know. Leave the guy alone. They did a great job, though.
Really?
Yes, they did. Boy, have you ever seen those snakes in action?
Every day. Every day.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
Why does it sound funny when he's saying it?
Have you guys ever seen that at work?
Yes, I have.
Those electric ones?
Yes.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Where they just they turn it on. It's like a ceiling fan with all this big wiring in there.
Right.
And this big heavy-duty wiring, like, goes into your drain and just keeps going and going and going.
Sometimes poo can be stubborn.
It's not poo.
Well, what is it?
It's from my washing machine. They were somehow...
Well, what is it, like a sock?
No.
A pair of drawers? What?
No, like there was too much soap suds or something in there, and they were there was colliding scenes between
my
sink. You know
what? Suds don't do it.
Between my sink and my washing machine.
You know
machine.
What? You're putting bacon grease down there.
In your washing machine.
He did ask me if I was putting bananas down the drain pipe.
What?
He did.
Just bananas?
He said because it smelled like bananas when he was on the roof trying to snake that stuff out. But that's because I make smoothies every day. And when I wash out the blender,
what it is.
I wash out the blender, there's...
Banana grease.
Banana residue.
Banana
huh?
residue, yeah.
I guess you have to have a keen sense of smell to be a Roto-Rooter guy.
I guess so.
Yeah. You sniff out that crap.
And the scrubber ain't going to fall for no banana in the drain pipe.
Well, way to go, Roto-Rooter.
All is well. Roto-Rooter saved the day. And what's their slogan?
Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down
the
drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Well, thank you, Roto-Rooter.
Thank you, Roto-Rooter.
And thank you, Rick. And
the scrubber.
Yes. Unless it was the old Cheech and Chong. They had a parody on Roto-Rooter.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Did it have to do with pot?
No, it didn't. All right, 347 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Some baseball stuff, including the future of Tom Hicks, next here on The Ticket.